WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Swarnham & Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan police are investigating the Christmas morning shooting of a Chihuahua. What's known so far is the dog got out of its yard when it was shot and killed. The weekend after Christmas included 14 burglary reports to College Station police. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says to keep a lookout and report any suspicious activity, which led to an arrest in the parking lot of Post Oak Mall.
They were able to link him to the vehicle burglary in the mall parking lot, and he was found in possession of some stolen items from a vehicle burglary from Houston that had previously been reported.
12 of the 14 locations were homes and apartments, and 7 more burglaries were reported Monday in Bryan and College Station. Animals seeking warmth from near-freezing temperatures resulted in a pair of power outages yesterday. At the Brazos County Courthouse, County Judge Dwayne Peters says a raccoon got into the basement's electrical panel, which was open due to construction.
A raccoon somehow got into the basement and climbed onto that panel, electrical panel, and fried there, and it set the alarms off.
Peters says the power was turned off to remove the animal and clean the area where it came into contact with the electrical lines. A second power outage that affected about 115 BTU customers around Welburn for about 2 hours was attributed to a squirrel. The Bryan Aquatic Center will be closed at least through today for unexpected repairs to the pool heating system. The pool was already scheduled to be closed Thursday for New Year's Day. Today marks a week since former President George H.W. Bush began his latest hospitalization as a precautionary measure after experiencing shortness of breath. Family spokesman Jim McGrath says the president's breathing returned to normal yesterday. The holidays have included a pair of deadly fires near San Antonio. 5 were killed and 17 were hurt at a senior high-rise. The cause of the fire at the 11-story Wedgwood Apartments in Castle Hills has not been determined. And in Victoria, a space heater in a bedroom may have ignited materials, resulting in a house fire that killed a 6-year-old boy, critically injured his 7-year-old brother, and led to minor injuries with 2 other children. Wendy Davis says she regrets expressing support for the open carry of handguns. She supported legislation last year to allow college students with concealed handgun licenses to keep weapons in their cars. The position put her at odds with the Democratic Party. Governor-elect Greg Abbott has said he'll sign an open carry bill into law if legislation comes to his desk. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Swarnham & Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zornum & Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zornum & Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zornum & Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zornum & Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Brenham National Bank invites you to our holiday open house on Wednesday, December 31st from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. We want to take this opportunity to visit with our customers and friends who have made serving this community since 1933 a rewarding experience. Please stop by on Wednesday, December 31st, enjoy the refreshments and fellowship, and let us say thank you for being a part of our family. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Good morning, it's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor, voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years. Go to normangtractor.com.
Cool and getting cooler. That's the story as we head closer to New Year's Day. We'll have clouds today. It'll be breezy. Temperatures are going to be 50 to 55. Lots of clouds, breezy tonight. Lows are going to be 30 to 35. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of only 45. Tomorrow night, cloudy. There's the chance of a few showers. Lows near 35. Rain at times for Thursday, New Year's Day. High temperatures only about 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports coming up here in a bit with Aggie football wrapping up the season with the W in the Liberty Bowl. The ladies taking one on the chin in the Pacific Northwest. The guys play tonight. Three coaches, two GMs blown out in the NFL and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you coming up about 7:50.
There you go, 7-11. I wonder when Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters got elected, did he know that part of his job description was doing the wildlife mortality report during the holidays?
I'm guessing he didn't campaign on that.
No, probably not.
Is there a designated wooden paddle that's used for scraping animals?
Yeah, you think that's what they used? I mean, I have no idea if we're talking solid state circuitry there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if so, then wouldn't you use like a blasted steam machine or something like
that?
Don't
get water near the electronics.
Well, I didn't
Golly.
Know. I'm not sure what we needed to do there. Go get yourself a super ultra air compressor and blow that stuff out of there. Anyway, but you see,
the Vermin 2000.
Yeah, exactly. We found out all sorts of stuff on that raccoon now, again. but we didn't hear about what happened, you know, how the poor squirrel out there in Welburn knocked out the power. Kevin, did you lose power because of the squirrel?
No, sir.
All right. Anyway, and again, maybe just a random squirrel, right? And they were just seeking shelter from nature's wrath.
Are there
the weather.
Specific squirrels?
What do you mean?
I don't know. You said random as if there was any other kind.
Oh. Well, there's squirrels that have names, I'm sure. I mean, I guess that's
Bob Ross's Warward. Little squirrel.
Spatula!
Thank you, Spatula City. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a half a chance if we could get that individual, they wouldn't have to use their name. You know, we might be able to find out exactly what kind of cleanage had to be done there.
It was the first part of this year a cat knocked it out over at Post Oak Mall. Transformer there.
Dang cats.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, man.
Used up all nine lives in one evening.
Yeah, really. Sure enough. So, Wendy Davis. Wait.
I like guns. Wait a minute. I don't like guns. I don't like guns.
Why is she even flip-flopping?
What difference does it make at this point? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, relevance gone.
We got to drop that in someplace, don't we? We need to get that.
Yeah.
At this point, what difference does
there
it make?
There we go. Working on it.
but, I mean, this is a woman who single-handedly, you know, was going to turn Texas blue, or at least purple, okay? Going to change the world in Texas. And now, have you got that quote there again where she said, you know, from her own mouth, how she was campaigning on something that she really didn't believe in? Hate to think that politicians would be that shallow. Actually go out and say something just to try to get elected.
I don't have her direct quote.
It's all right. But, I mean, she went in a matter of months from being the poster child for Turn Texas Purple to, I think, the ultimate bum steer award winner, right, for the Texas Monthly?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, she got the number one spot in that poll, so that's going well for her. Well, somehow I had to go and find this poll that the Gallup people did that had Hillary Clinton being the most admired woman for 2014. Okay. Now, she got that by being named on 12% of the people who Gallup randomly asked. Again, don't know who they are or where they lived or what the methodology is, but she got 12%. Who else? Oprah Winfrey finished second at 8%. And I'm guessing Oprah's probably been number two for a lot of years. I mean, don't you think she's probably annoyed by that? She can't be number one in that? Number three is Malalai Yousafzai, who was the lady who, I think, when she was just a teenager, wrote about what it's like to live under the Taliban. So doing that at the age of 13, nah, there's no reason for her to be admired at all, right? We've been talking about the Taliban.
Isn't that the one that fought then to go on to school?
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, why should she be more admired than Hillary Clinton? She got 5%.
Stupid!
5% for Condoleezza Rice. than Michelle Obama in at 3%.
Oh, that's got to frost her shorts.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, she's telling Barack she wants to at least be number two next year. 2%, it was a three-way tie, 2% between Angelina Jolie, Sarah Palin, and Princess Kate. Just saying. As far as your most admired men, again, Barack Hussein Obama came in first with 19%. More than three times closer than the next one, which was Pope Francis. Third was Bill Clinton. Tell me how Pope Francis feels about that, being that sandwich. Wow. Wow. Then Billy Graham after that. Sure. Well, why not? Okay. There you are. In the meantime, did you hear the report that New York City Mayor Bill Bill de Blasio ignored an offer from China to give a female panda the Central Park Zoo? The male pandas turned their backs.
That was so terrible.
Thank you. 717. The president of Argentina. Can you name her? No? Okay. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. Okay. Reportedly has adopted a 12-year-old Jewish boy so that the boy won't turn into a werewolf on his 13th birthday.
Well, that's sweet of her.
She tweeted images of the small ceremony last week, which was concluded with the family of Yara Tawil, whom she adopted, if you will, air quotes, as her godson. There apparently is a folktale in Argentina that a family's seventh-born son will become a werewolf and eat unbaptized babies. But it goes away if he gets adopted into a different family. Washington Post reports the legend stems from indigenous folklore and has been melded with superstitions of European settlers in the 19th century. So the president of Argentina has apparently adopted this young man, so he will not become a werewolf on his 13th
birthday. And we as Americans are backwards.
How's that?
We Americans are back. Yep. They're adopting people so they don't become werewolves, and we're backwards.
Yeah. Well, this is just different. That's
no,
all.
That's not different. That's just stupid.
Just a little.
They're adopting it so the child won't become a werewolf?
Won't become a werewolf.
That's what I said. That's the dumb. Ugh. We are okay. Spiraling into oblivion.
Okay. You claim heritage from a country who says your luck will change if you kiss a rock. So, I mean, just, you know.
No, that's for the tourists.
Kevin would just prefer the kid become a werewolf, apparently.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Dang right.
Is that it? Do we not have enough werewolves
in
the world?
Are you a werewolf bigot?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with werewolves?
Kevin's a werewolf hugger. Okay. More than...
I'm jealous of the hair.
That's right. More than one in eight U.S. Americans order takeout or delivery food for Super Bowl. That according to the National Restaurant Association. While the majority order, of course, pizza, about half also order chicken wings.
And never.
You know, and I don't know. I have...
chicken wings you eat there. That way they're fresh.
Hello?
Yeah, I was just wondering why that congressman had to resign because he didn't pay his taxes.
Yeah, I know you're right.
Sharpton didn't. He gets to go to the White House.
What difference at this point does it make?
That's right. Timothy Geithner.
Yeah, he got a cabinet position.
Hey, he got to sign money. He got to sign our money, and he didn't pay his taxes. I understand. But
there
it was,
are no
it
werewolves,
was, it was felony. I guess it's felony tax evasion rather than, oh, I just haven't paid it yet. Not sure. See, I'm not a wing guy. Really, just not.
Oh,
just not.
That's what I had for dinner last night.
And I mean,
love them.
And, you know, and that's fine. I understand that. But why, because you make pizza, should you be able to make good wings? You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking that wings are pretty much, I guess, based on the sauce. I mean, that's pretty much a personal preference kind of deal, right?
Well, sure.
Why do all Chinese food places have Jell-O? It's just stuff like that happens. Don't question the logic.
Wow.
Name one Chinese food place that you've been to that doesn't have Jell-O. They all do.
Next time I eat there, I'll demand Jell-O. Where's my Jell-O? Anyway, I'm just saying,
and
though.
It's
that's
usually
just,
red Jell-O.
Yeah, okay. I'm just saying, though. It doesn't mean, just because people want to order that out, it doesn't mean that those folks are doing a good job of it. But again, that's, you know, that's like people from Utah who think they know barbecue, too.
Well, there, yeah. Very true.
Yeah. Is there a place that sells burgers that doesn't sell fries?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. Just kind of goes along.
Yeah.
Okay. And it says 20. So you got pizza number one, chicken wings number two, and sandwiches is number three. The second biggest day for pizza is New Year's Eve. Just saying. So Super Bowl is number one. New Year's Eve is number two. If you don't want to, you know, if you want to buck the trend, then don't do that. Go get the cheese tray or whatever. Three is Halloween. Four is the night before Thanksgiving, and five is New Year's Day. So two of the top 5 days for takeout coming up this week.
So your delivery time is 3 hours.
Right. Just make your plans accordingly. All right, let's see. Drunkest cities.
Woohoo!
According to a new report released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, we call them Buzzkill, women are considered heavy drinkers if they have 8 or more drinks a week. Men, because we're men, can have 14. They're going to want drink equality soon. Just watch. There'll be some sort of legislation. The top 10 cities analyzed by the average number of drinks per month and percentage of binge drinkers. That's how they came up with it.
Is this in the USA?
No, I don't think so.
Worldwide?
Yeah, this is, no, the, yeah, yeah, it's USA. It's U.S. America. It is. Number 16 is Baton Rouge, just because you might want to know. Number 9 is Washington. Number 8 is Chicago. Number 7 is New Orleans? Really?
That's surprising. Well, I guess people that live there.
Yeah, they just don't.
People that visit.
Yeah, they do.
Throw that curve off a lot.
Yeah, they throw it down. Number 6 is Hartford, New Haven. Number 5 is Austin. Number 4 is Charleston, South Carolina. Wow. They come over from Myrtle Beach. Number 3 is Milwaukee.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Number 2 is Norfolk. Military influence?
Yeah.
Number 1 is Boston. Number 1 is Boston.
Bunch of Irish.
A lot of chilly places there, yeah.
Oh, is that it? Yeah. Yeah, it's the Irish. That's it. They do that and then go kiss a rock. the most popular drinking days, number 1 is New Year's Eve. Number 2 is Christmas. Number 3 is the 4th of July. Number 4 is St. Patrick's Day. Number 5 is Thanksgiving. Number 6 is days that end in Y.
That's right. I would think Halloween would be on there because everybody has Halloween parties.
Well, apparently not. I don't know. Just
that surprised me a little.
So that's and they surveyed 2,000 adults. Well, yeah, it depends on when you ask them. I don't remember. The most popular drinks. Number 1 would be red wine, in at 28%. Vodka, really?
27%.
Yeah, goes with everything.
Is that right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got your salty dog.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway.
Moscow. Well, yeah, and there's a lot of vodka drinks that are becoming very...
Yeah, because
yeah, we're not like the Russians drinking it out of the bottle.
Because you can't smell it.
Yeah, it's only $3 there.
Yeah, thanks.
Learned that yesterday.
Thanks to Pooty Poot. Number 3, lagers, beers, 26%. Then ales and white wine tie at 24% for number 4. Then it's rum, whiskey, tequila, which ought to be illegal.
What?
And champagne.
Tequila should be illegal.
It should. Tequila's not safe. It's just not. Well, I get when I was younger, it was not safe. I don't know about now, but anyway. This is interesting. Ronnie and Donnie Galen. Gallion. Ronnie and Donnie Gallion. You ever heard of them? They're the Guinness record holders for being the longest living conjoined twins.
Oh, goodness.
63. They are 63. I mean, let's think about that.
How many fights have that?
Man, they turned 63 October the 28th.
Stop
and they
touching
reached
me.
Milestone. Yeah, exactly. I can't help it. The following day. So the New York Post reports, to celebrate, they held a block party at their home. They live in Beaver Creek, Ohio. Then they went to Disney World and Busch Gardens. I don't want to ride that ride. The pair joined at the waist and they face each other.
Oh, man.
They share a home with their brother and his wife. They have 4 arms and 4 legs and separate hearts and stomachs.
Wow.
But they do share their lower digestive tract. Man, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, 63, so that means they were born in, what, like 51? I mean, technologically, medically, I mean, that had to have been so difficult then. I'm not saying it's vastly easier now, but, let that sink in. 63 years together.
Well, my thought, the face-to-face.
Yeah.
Side-to-side, you could almost, okay.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, I'm sick of your face.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. It's time to celebrate the season with amazing deals during the Nissan Holiday Event going on now. The new 2015 Nissan Altimas are here, and you can get yours starting at just $16,985. But hurry in, these deals are going fast. Happy holidays from Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
Discount from vehicle MSRP includes all available rebates and incentives, including Nissan Motor Acceptance, Finance, and College Graduate Approval, if applicable. Sale price plus TTNL and destination and handling charges. Price plus vehicle options and fees. This price based on MSRP 23,695. Model code 13115. Two or more at this price.
Come celebrate a night in New Orleans at Messina Hoff Winery as we ring in the new year. Savor a four-course meal, a decadent dessert bar, and a night of dancing. Enjoy an open bar of Messina Hoff's award-winning wines. Go to MessinaHoff.com for pricing and book your reservations today.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning, 727. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. It's a high today of 52. Didn't get the fog formed, at least around here, like we did yesterday. Tonight, 33 will be our low. Then tomorrow, 43 is all we get for a high. We're not going to see the sun, it looks like, for the rest of the week, too, by the way. 36 tomorrow night with a 40% chance of rain. Then on Thursday and Friday, a 60% chance of rain day and night. High temperature on New Year's Day, about 41. The high on Friday will be 51. And then on Saturday, a 30% chance of rain with 55 for the high. Currently winds out of the east at 8, 89% relative humidity. We have overcast skies, and it's 46.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A new battle has erupted in New York City. Superheroes are squaring off against police. The Times Square area is flooded with people dressed up as characters, ranging from Spider-Man to Elmo. They work by allowing their pictures to be taken with tourists in exchange for tips. Last month, Spider-Man punched out a cop after the cop caught him demanding a large tip from a tourist. Since then, the police department's handed out flyers advising tourists that tipping these characters is totally voluntary, and there's talk of new laws requiring characters to get licenses. In response, Elmo, Hello Kitty, and about 50 others had a sit-down with the activist group La Fuente to discuss forming a union. Claudia Arias, 22, a.k.a. Catwoman, says characters need to unite so people can see that they're legitimately supporting their familias. Yamil Morales, 37, complains people look at the flyers that the cops are handing out and they treat characters like criminals. His costume is the Penguin, the criminal from the Batman. Jorge Luis, 37, pretends to be Batman, has complaints too. He says people don't see us with no respect. We support our familias with the tips that they give us, not to mention from the tips that were extorted. Now, when these characters unionize, maybe the companies that legitimately own these trademarked images will demand their cut too, or at least be asked for permission to use them. Or would that be considered too mean-spirited? I wonder.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Wild animals looking for warmth yesterday morning got too close to high-voltage electrical equipment. Both lost their lives, and power outages that followed caused inconveniences. The Brazos County Courthouse was shut down thanks to a raccoon that was found fried in the basement electrical panel. County Judge Dwayne Peters says they found the critter while looking for the reason the fire alarm was activated.
They were able to determine that there wasn't an active fire in the courthouse, and they were able to identify it down to the basement in the electrical system, but they weren't able to determine what the cause was without shutting the electricity off, which means that the whole courthouse is shut down.
And in the Welburn area, BTU reports a squirrel caused an outage lasting more than 1 hour and affecting 115 customers. College Station police received 14 burglary reports last weekend. 12 of the cases were at homes and apartments. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says one prevention tip is not leaving boxes along the curb for an extended period.
Know when your bulk trash pickup is for your neighborhood, and then not put it out a week in advance that you got a nice 60-inch TV and leave the box out of the curb, because that tends to make it a target.
Flieger also reminds those still shopping to lock valuables in their trunk and to be aware of your surroundings, which aided in an arrest last week of someone caught breaking into vehicle windows and stealing property. 7 more burglaries were reported in BCS yesterday. In Bryan, police investigations include a dog being shot and killed on Christmas morning. What's been released so far is that the shooting took place after a chihuahua got out of its yard. Unexpected repairs are the reason the Bryan Aquatic Center is closed, at least through today. It will reopen once the pool heating system is working again, with the exception of New Year's Day, where the center will be closed for the holiday. President George H.W. Bush spent another night in a Houston hospital. Family spokesman Jim McGrath says the president's breathing returned to normal yesterday.
He's 90 years old, and he's a former president, so they've been a little extra cautious with him. But all signs are pointing in a positive direction here, so we're very pleased about that.
Today marks a week that Bush was hospitalized as a precautionary measure after experiencing shortness of breath. It will be 2 weeks tomorrow that a Central Texas television meteorologist was shot. Yesterday, Patrick Crawford of KCEN-TV wrote a message on his Facebook page, which you can read on our website at WTAW.com. KCEN reported Crawford was released from the hospital last Saturday, 10 days after he was hit by 3 rounds. The suspect remains at large, and a reward fund has grown to $20,000. The holidays have included a pair of deadly fires. Near San Antonio, nearly 80 residents of a senior high-rise remain unaccounted for, but are believed to be away for the holidays or are staying with family. Fire Department spokeswoman Laura Jesse says the cause of the fire at the 11-story Wedgwood apartment in Castle Hills, which killed 5 and injured 17, has not been determined.
They have narrowed it down to the third floor, and that is based on witness statements and then also just their own initial investigation.
And in Victoria, a house fire killed a 6-year-old boy, hospitalized his 7-year-old brother in critical condition, and resulted in minor injuries to 2 other children. The Victoria Advocate reports a space heater in a bedroom may have ignited materials. Former gubernatorial candidate Wendy Davis says she's got some regrets.
According to the San Antonio Express News, the Fort Worth Democrat says she regrets supporting open carry while on the campaign trail. She says that, quote, wasn't really in keeping with her actual views. Davis' support of legislation last session to allow college students to keep weapons in their cars didn't jive with the Democratic Party. Lawmakers meeting next month are poised to consider open carry. Some groups want the right for licensed gun owners. Others want it for everyone. Incoming Governor Greg Abbott says he'll sign an open carry bill should one pass. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
A White House representative recently visited San Antonio to speak about the increase in property crimes against the elderly. Assistant Secretary for Aging Kathy Greenlee says what she calls elder fraud is vastly underreported.
Only one in like 23 cases are ever reported, and this is for basic physical abuse, neglect. If you look at financial exploitation, it's higher. It's about one in every 44.
Greenlee says 15% of senior citizens are victims of financial abuse, and often the person behind the scam is a family member. If you're allergic to peanuts, check your fridge for processed meat products that are the subject of a recall.
Adams Flavors, Foods, and Ingredients had issued a recall due to an undeclared peanut protein in cumin products. As a result, San Antonio-based Garcia Foods is recalling more than 190,000 pounds of pork products due to the misbranding and undeclared allergens. Also as a result of the ingredient recall, Dallas-based JB Sausage is recalling about 46,000 pounds of chicken and beef products. Finally, HEB Meat Center in San Antonio is recalling 84,000 pounds of pork products. Products were shipped to HEB retail locations and the Garland Independent School District. Tony Purcell, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 7:36. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
The season is almost over. Time to name your all-pro team. Hi, Tim Light here, and with me is Bubba Dixon from Tom Light Chevrolet. There were a lot of great performances this year. What stands out in your mind?
Well, I have to tip my hat to the Chevy Silverado. It won North American Truck of the Year honors and still the longest-lasting, most dependable truck on the road.
The Chevy Silverado is definitely an all-pro truck. It's no wonder we carry the largest selection of new Silverados in the Brazos Valley.
Big selection and even bigger savings during our year-end clearance. Go to TomLight.com, compare our prices, and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Come see us at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Year-end savings and worry-free ownership with our TLC package. 2 years of scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. A free car wash and service loaner with each new car purchase.
Only at Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Road Freeway in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy, find new roads.
We at FiberMax know that when it comes to having a successful and profitable cotton growing operation, every detail matters. But don't just take our word for it. Let's hear what FiberMax cotton growers have to say.
My name is Brent Patterson. I am a FiberMax grower. I farm around Whiteface, Texas. We planted FiberMax 2334 GLT this year on a center pivot, and it yielded 2.5 to 3 bales under that pivot. Most times on our pivots, we aim to make 2 bales or 2 bales plus. So we were very happy with the yield that the FiberMax 2334 GLT did. We will definitely plant it next year. In fact, this year we have it on a drip patch, and it looks better than the 3 bales. So the potential is definitely there for the 2334.
FiberMax, for quality and yield. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Good morning at 7:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Cool and getting cooler. That's the story as we head closer to New Year's Day. We'll have clouds today. It'll be breezy. Temperatures are going to be 50 to 55. Lots of clouds. Breezy tonight. Lows are going to be 30 to 35. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of only 45. Tomorrow night, cloudy. There's the chance of a few showers. Lows near 35. Rain at times for Thursday, New Year's Day. High temperatures only about 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your WTAW sports here in just a bit with Zach Taylor, who is in Memphis. More on the Liberty Bowl. More on the women's basketball team in the Pacific Northwest not doing well. Guys playing tonight at Reed Arena, and more in sports in 10.
Did we find out what kind of press box food they had?
No.
All right. I just wondered. I guess they have aluminum benches. I saw that there was some emptiness there, which makes it kind of chilly when you're sitting on an aluminum bench if you get my drift, you know.
Dave was talking about how small the press box was, though.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, the room, you know, occupancy notice from the fire marshal, 3 people.
Ah, okay.
We apparently had 6.
Uh-oh. Yeah, there you are. Well, there you go. Won the game. That's basically what matters.
And Texas didn't, which helps recruiting.
Texas showed a large amount of suckage last night, I thought.
Man. That's pretty much what Charlie Strong said,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, did he? Well, again, I'm watching. I didn't watch till the end, but, you know, somewhere there in the fourth quarter, they start trying to say things to make the Orange Bloods feel better. Okay, yeah, they don't have a quarterback coming back yet next year. Oh, yeah, well, wait, they got some good people coming in, and he really believes in these high-quality people. As a matter of fact, Charlie Strong is such a high-quality guy, the NFL came to him. You know, and they did, but why? Well, the NFL doesn't know how to run a good program. Right. They don't know what to do if somebody misbehaves. They had to go to a college coach. And again, Charlie Strong's a great coach, and he does fine, but why should the NFL have to go to a college coach to explain that?
They won't stay in the corner when we send them to timeout.
Yeah, exactly.
What can we do?
They giggle. They giggle, and they get away from the – yeah, they get out of the corner.
I think his was more the – not only am I not going to fix it this way, y'all are fired.
Yeah.
9 of you.
And that's fine. That's, he's gonna do it his way. But nonetheless, Arkansas's a bunch of big old corn-fed boys, you know?
Yes, they are.
they're awfully big. And I don't know, I don't know a lot about football. I'm watching that guy named White who we couldn't stop, the one who could catch the football anytime it was thrown near him. I guess the quarterback just couldn't get the ball close to him because – it seems like about any time you wanted to throw it to him, he could get there. It's kind of like that guy named Larry Fitzgerald who came down here and put a show on one time when he was playing for Pitt.
Remember this one time win?
Yeah.
But did they have a running back named, last name Shell or something?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
Okay, the resident meteorologist was complaining that they had the game on. He kept turning around looking over his shoulder because he kept hearing his name.
Oh.
Yesterday.
Okay, Shell.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it also reminds the Aggies played Michigan in 1995 in the Alamo Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Aggies won 22-20, but they just shouldn't have. I mean, I forget what the guy's name was. Well, Greasy was the quarterback, but I don't remember who the guy was he was throwing to. But, I mean, we couldn't stop him either. All it would have taken is about one more completion because I think he scored on like a 45-yard touchdown. But, you know, that's okay. We'll take it.
That was good fun.
Yeah, it's fine. That's
W's a W's a W.
Yeah, that's right. You know, when it's all said and done, they won't remember anything other than they won 4 straight bowls and counting. So, the most unpopular company among consumers in U.S. America is not an airline, and it's not a mobile phone company. That honor apparently goes to Time Warner Cable. The internet service provider placed last, or first, if you will, on the list of 2014 University of Michigan's American Consumer Satisfaction Index.
Well, because they spent a majority of this year getting raped online.
Yeah, well, but here's the deal. They had this, I mean, they put customers on hold until the office closed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, gosh. On a list of 230 household brands surveyed, Time Warner Cable scored 54 out of a possible 100. Just behind Time Warner's television service came Comcast, then came United Airlines, and then came Walmart as the most unpopular retailer on the list. The index scores each company based on more than 70,000 interviews conducted annually and uses a customer satisfaction score, 10 economic sector scores, and 43 industry scores. So cable companies have come under scrutiny in 2014 for raising their subscription rates and the lack of choice when it comes to what's in their market. Yeah, but you see, cable companies make a licensing agreement with cities, and they pretty much become the only game in town. Happens all over U.S. America.
Yep.
I mean, it just does. That's part of the deal. Ever hear of an app called Wakey?
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey?
Available for Wow. Spoken like the father of a 7-year-old. Or eight.
Eight, sorry. Yes,
sorry.
Please.
Oh, please, sorry. Yes, okay.
She will
She's not awake. Right. Available for the iPhone App Store as well as Windows Store and as an Android app on Google Play, Wakey is an app which is designed to replace your alarm clock. Their description, quote, a fun, friendly community of people who wake each other up in the morning.
Oh, there's no such thing.
The app syncs your phone with somebody who will call you and wake you with a phone call instead of an alarm from your clock.
Hey.
Yeah, I mean,
it's time to wake up.
I mean, really? Do you get to choose this person?
I can hear you breathing. You're still asleep.
Hey, get up.
So the one you want is Scott for that. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up.
Hi. All right, anyway, so you go.
Scott would play Bacon.
That's right. I can do that, yeah. The big rumor yesterday in tech circles, Microsoft will be replacing its Internet Explorer with a new browser when it releases Windows 10 this fall. Mashable reports the new browser, codenamed Spartan, will look and feel more like Chrome and Firefox. Plus, it'll be available for both desktop and mobile devices in Windows 10. Spokesman for Microsoft would not comment on the report.
Of course he wouldn't.
Hear anything about that, Patrick?
Yeah, pretty excited.
Okay, you like that.
I like Windows. I'm a big Microsoft fanboy.
I want to go back to Lycos.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at SevCheck Service Center come in. SevCheck has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
It's natural for parents to be protective of their children, but a recent experience made me wonder if we aren't coddling them just a little too much. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I've been helping coach my son's junior high football team. That's an experience. But at practice one day, the boys were learning how to hand off the ball to a teammate. We ran the drill over and over again, but they just weren't getting it. I mean, they were fumbling the ball. So I resorted to a tried and true motivational tactic from my early athletic days. I told the boys the entire squad would have to do 10 push-ups every time someone made a mistake. We ran the drill again, and guess what? They got it wrong. Everyone, give me 10, I said. I was shocked when one of the boys actually cried. Now, I'm happy to report that it took only one set of push-ups before they all seemed to remember the right way to take a handoff. But I've played for a lot of coaches, and their discipline never produced a river of tears in me or my teammates. It wasn't fun for us, but we understood it was the coach's job to challenge us, to strive for something greater than we thought we were capable of. But the culture seems to be going the other way. These days in youth sports, we don't keep score. But you know what? We really do. I'm not suggesting we come down hard on our kids, but it makes me wonder, as a society, are we trying to protect our kids just a little too much? Let me know what you think at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Are you planning a trip to Vegas? You know it's the insiders who get the best deal on Vegas hotels. Now you can have someone on the inside. Just go to Vegas.com. They've got connections to all the best hotels. 5 stars, 4 stars, 3 stars, all at the lowest prices, guaranteed. How do they guarantee the lowest rates? With their new VIP Drop Watch program. After you book your hotel, Vegas.com automatically alerts you if the rates drop before you go. Vegas.com is your man on the inside, and he's looking out for you. Recently, a Vegas traveler booked a room for $150 a night. 3 days before he left, the price dropped to $85. He saved $65 a night. That's extra money for a show, restaurant, nightclub, or some other late-night entertainment. Whatever you do in Vegas, you can book it all on Vegas.com. And now use promo code 1111 and get 10% off everything except their hotel packages. That's promo code 1111 for the lowest Vegas hotel rates guaranteed, plus an extra 10% off. Be a winner before you get to Vegas, but only at Vegas.com. Vegas.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:51. Aggie football wrapped up an up-and-down season with an up, beating the Mountaineers. Here's Zach Taylor in Memphis.
Most thought the AutoZone Liberty Bowl between Texas A&M and West Virginia would be a shootout. Well, they were right. The Aggies and Mountaineers traded blows the entire game, but in the end, the Maroon and White were standing on top 45-37. True freshman quarterback Kyle Allen had arguably the best game of his career, throwing for 294 yards and 4 touchdowns to go along with 1 interception.
After that first pick, I kind of tried and forced that throw a little bit. I came over to the sideline and Spav said, "Forget about it, settle down, you know what you can do. And the line's going to give you time, receiver's going to play well." And after that, we just got back to what we did, and I just dealt the ball. Line gave me time. Running backs were running the ball good, too, so that opened up the pass game. So really everything just helped open it up.
For his efforts, Allen was named game MVP, and he wasn't alone. Junior running back Trey Carson rumbled for 133 yards on 25 carries to earn Offensive Player of the Game, while freshman linebacker Ataro Alaka grabbed Defensive Player of the Game honors. By the way, the win was an historic one for the Aggs. It marked the first time in program history that the team has won 4 straight bowl games. Texas A&M wraps up the year at 8-5, while West Virginia falls to 7-6. From Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. The game, however, was not without issues. Texas A&M student assistant Michael Richardson was told by head coach Kevin Sumlin to remain in the locker room for shoving/hitting 2 West Virginia players on the sideline on 2 separate occasions during the first half of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. Sumlin was made aware of Richardson's actions at halftime, and Richardson was not allowed to return to the sideline for the second half, according to school athletic officials. It was later learned he was actually sent home. The player that he struck, Daryl Worley, tweeted, quote, "To the A&M coach, assistant, trainer, whatever you want to call yourself, that punched me in the head, just know I'm going to see you again in life!" Exclamation point, end quote. Number 5 Texas A&M women's basketball team took one on the chin. Courtney Williams threw up 19 points, but it wasn't enough for Texas A&M to knock off Washington. The Huskies won 70-49. The ladies fell to 11-2 and will return to work Wednesday at 4 o'clock as North Texas comes to Reed Arena. And tip off that game on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Guys play tonight. They're at Reed as they take on the Mercer Bears at 7. The Aggies are 7-3 and a perfect 5-0 at home. They face off 2 more non-conference foes with Mercer this evening and then Hartford on Saturday before tipping off the SEC schedule. Pre-game for this evening starts at 6:30, and it's all on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In other bowl action, Brandon Allen threw for 160 yards and 2 touchdowns as Arkansas rolled to an easy 31-7 win over Texas in the Texas Bowl. The Razorbacks' first bowl appearance since 2011 and the first time these two old Southwest Conference foes have clashed since 2008. Longhorn coach Charlie Strong said the team needs a little more passion for the game.
Football has got to mean something to you. You know, competing has got to mean something to you. Playing hard has got to mean something. Playing with passion, all those things got to mean something to you. And they don't right now. It's an embarrassment right now.
In other bowl action from yesterday, 17th-ranked Clemson routed Oklahoma 40-6 in the Russell Athletic Bowl. So far, the Big 12 is 0-3. Today's bowl action, Music City Bowl is at 2 with Notre Dame and LSU. The Belk Bowl is at 5:30, seeing Georgia versus Louisville, and the Foster Farm Bowl at 9 with Maryland and Stanford. As we reported yesterday, the Browns suspended star receiver Josh Gordon after he missed a walkthrough practice, while first-round quarterback Johnny Manziel was fined for being late for treatment after what was being reported as a big party at his house. The Browns had to send security personnel to Manziel's home on Saturday to locate him when he was absent from treatment. Manziel said he had spent time with Gordon during the day, but he was not with him that evening, and went on to explain the, air quotes, party that he threw.
I mean, if three people from Kerrville, Texas are enough to warrant a party, then, you know, we might be. We're from Kerrville, so, but, you know, that's just absolutely ridiculous. I was irate about that yesterday, and, you know, it's really shameful that, you know, that they did report that in that way, and, you know, it was tied directly in with Josh as well.
Jim Harbaugh is headed back to Michigan. A news conference to be held today expected to announce Jim Harbaugh as the new head coach as he replaces Brady Hoke, deal worth an estimated $48 million. The NFL has given Detroit Lions defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh a one-game suspension for stepping on Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers' left leg not once, but twice with each foot. The incident occurred during the Lions' loss at Green Bay on Sunday, which means Suh will be sitting out the game against Dallas this Sunday. It was Black Monday for three head coaches and two GMs in the NFL, the Jets' coach Rex Ryan and general manager John Idzik. The Falcons terminated Mike Smith, and Bears general manager Phil Embry and Mark Trestman were let go. All three teams are looking for men to serve as coaches, and two now looking also for GMs. And finally, the Associated Press. Female Athlete of the Year is 13 years old, and she's a pitcher in the Little League. Her name is Monet Davis. She was chosen over Mount St. Joseph's freshman Lauren Hill, who played her first and almost last basketball game while battling terminal brain cancer, and three-time winner Serena Williams. And that's your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
About a minute till Newstalk 1620 WTW. I hope we can find out more about that Wakey app. I mean, I can't imagine. Could you pick a stranger to just call you? It just looks a little unusual. Oh, it looks like most people bought Apple devices for the holidays. Flurry, yeah, that checks device activations and downloads, reports that Apple had 51% of new device activations during the week before and including Christmas and Hanukkah. Samsung was second at 18%. Wow. I'd say Apple did pretty well there as far as the activations are concerned. 18% for Samsung. Microsoft, a distant third. Sony and LG only had 1% of the activations. Well, of course, Sony gets hacked. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And Christine Aguilera. Christina Aguilera, is that her name?
Yes.
She's your diva du jour. She and some of her friends went to Disneyland for her 34th birthday, along with her fiancé and a few friends, and wanted to get a picture taken with Mickey. Mickey said, I'm on a break. So she got mad, called him a bad name, and did the old don't you know who I am card. Christina Aguilera. Come on, Christina.
She was a Disney kid.
I know, that's the thing. You don't know who I am?
Oh, and by the way, had time, we've dug deeper into that whole let's adopt this kid before he turns 13 and becomes a werewolf. We've got that.
Oh, thank goodness.
And the history of Gub coming up in the next half hour. WTAW College Station, Brian.